This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As I read Psalm 96, I felt a need to do a more detailed study of it to really get its full impact. I decided to do a chapter study. I identified a title, Responsible Freedom in Worship Evangelism. I chose as the key verse, verse 1, Sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord, all the earth. The significant truth that emerged in my mind was this: God desires for all creation to worship Him and has given each of us a responsibility and role to contribute toward that objective. A cross-reference that came to mind as I meditated on this truth was Luke 19:40, where Jesus answered the Pharisees' command to rebuke His disciples for praising Him at His triumphal entry. I tell you, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. I also remembered Philippians 2:10 and 11. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. A challenge related to worship is the tension between worshiping out of obligation versus worshiping spontaneously out of a heart of gratitude and reverence. As a pastor, I encourage my people to worship, but I know I can't make true worship happen. I can and should present truth about God found in the Bible, but I must always depend upon the Holy Spirit to prompt the heart response. True worship can't be manufactured. To finish this chapter study, you need to develop an outline and then make some personal applications to your own life. We'll do that in our next visit.